Remember back to figure 7.7, where you had a purely compliant arterial load placed on the outflow of the heart model. Now imagine, this is a straight line, now imagine if you start to have a leak out of the balloon, that you will have a decay or a decrease in pressure, and you'll, depending on the relative values of the compliance and the resistance in the, of the balloon, you will get various pressure volume trajectories during the ejection phase. And so the trajectories that you see in figure 7.5 will be due in part to the relative values of the arterial elastance or compliance and the arterial resistance. So the performance of the heart depends in large part on the condition of the arterial load. That's an important point.